Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Cope podcast and the co-creator of the Life Cope app, available on Android devices only at this time. So, just want to say thank you to everyone again that listens to our podcast all over the world. In Ireland, which has our second biggest supporters, and also in Africa, who has our third biggest supporters. Of course, first is America, because, you know, most people have access to, to means to listen to our show. But thank you again for everyone that listens to our shows. And this clap and the audience applause is for you. So, today we're talking about how to cope with your in-laws. Hopefully, if you're already married or you're about to get married, the in-laws that you're about to inherit, yes, you inherit your in-laws when you get married or you're with somebody. Hopefully, the in-laws that you do inherit are not like the meet the Fockers kind of situation, because then. Or mother-in-law, for those of you who have seen it with Jennifer Lopez, that's the worst case scenario when you have in-laws. But first, before I start the show, go ahead and put in some plugs for some of our supporters. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, please make sure you look up Blackbird Creations on Facebook. Blackbird Creations will create any of your sports memorabilia needs or holiday items that you need for the holidays to decorate your house. Like I've said in our past episodes, they actually made me a Steelers flag, which I hang up right now. It's wooden, made very nicely with oil paint. And also stuff that protects it from weather as well. So if you're in the Colorado Springs area, please look up Blackbird Creations on Facebook. They do not ship. They're only available for folks that live in the Colorado Springs area. Our next supporter today we'd like to mention is U.S. Veteran Woodworks. If you also live, again, if you live in the Colorado Springs area, please contact Zachary Smith at U.S. Veteran Woodworks today on Instagram or Facebook. He creates some of the best U.S. custom flags that I've ever seen anyway. He makes the rustic flags, you know, that you like to see with not necessarily the standard colors, but he makes them rustic or whatever fashion that you like, whatever fashion flags, U.S. flags that you like, he can create them for you. He also ships 6-footer flags or anything smaller to anywhere in the United States. U.S. Veteran Woodworks is veteran owned and operated. And if you don't believe me about the flags that he makes, please look up former General Mad Dog Mattis's Facebook page, and you can see one of Zachary Smith's creations. He made a custom U.S. flag for General Mattis, former General Mattis, I should say, but who is now the Secretary of Defense. Man, and that's a big accomplishment. If Mattis accepts, you know, a flag from somebody that he doesn't even know, that's a really big deal. So please look up U.S. Veteran Woodworks on Instagram or Facebook to get one of your U.S. custom flags today. All right, on to our show tonight. Pause before I even go to our show. Just a reminder, guys, International Podcast Day is coming on September 30th, which is in 2 weeks. So please start using the hashtag International Podcast Day and mention your favorite podcaster on your social media feeds with that hashtag to let them know that you support them. And also support the day as well. So going on to our show, coping with your in-laws. All right, let's face it, not all in-laws are made equal. So I think there's been a negative connotation that's been related or associated with in-laws. Everybody thinks that, for the most part, most people think that in-laws are always evil, either always out to get their son-in-law or daughter-in-law, you know. So that's partly due to Hollywood and in the movies, you know. But not all in-laws are made equal. Not all of them are out to get the person marrying their son or daughter. You just have to give them a chance and let them, and get to know them, you know, and because you're a stranger coming into this family, and you can't blame the dad or mom for, not necessarily trusting this person that wants to take away their daughter or son. Because essentially, even if you say you're not taking them away, that's what you're doing, because now you're in a relationship with that person, and there's certain things that you guys, that your husband or wife would be privy to, that your mom or dad are not necessarily privy to, which they're used to being privy to that information because it's their son or daughter. So just give them a chance, and you know, in the end, things usually do work out. So the three pieces of advice I'm giving today on how to cope with your in-laws is: one, make sure you set boundaries. Two, you have to accept some things and adjust. And three, talk to find out why they don't like you, if they don't like you. So for number one, set boundaries. Before you decide to commit to this person, or if you're already committed to this person and things aren't going well, you have to set boundaries with your in-laws. And especially, there are certain situations where you might be living close to your in-laws, so you have to set those boundaries, making sure you talk to your husband and wife, of course, and making sure that they talk to their parents to let them know, hey, before they come over, you know, can they at least call so that I'm prepared? This is especially bad for females, for women, when they have unexpected company, and you know that they usually want to make sure that the place is ready. So set those boundaries so that you know the in-laws know that they have to inform you guys as a sign of respect before they decide to pop over. Number two, you have to accept some things and adjust. So like I said before, not all in-laws are bad. There are some good in-laws, but there might be little, you know, things that are awkward about them, especially for some of the dads, you know, like they want to bond with their son-in-law or with their, and the mothers want to bond with their mother-in-law. And so they want to share things with them that you might not necessarily, enjoy or like, but hey, they're trying. And if they're trying, just give them the courtesy of listening to whatever story or whatever, you know, thing they want to share with you, because guess what? You might actually like it if you give it a chance, you know? So just give them the benefit of doubt and just listen to what they have to say or whatever story they want to tell you, or if they're sharing pictures or, you know, just listen to them. Or if they want to, you know, do sports or go for a run with you every once in a while, because you're part of that family now. And so they consider you a son, an extended son or daughter, so they want to do the same things with you that it did with a son or daughter. You're not, of course, but it's how they feel that they can bond with you. So you have to, you know, accept some of it, and then when it gets to a point where you can't accept it anymore, then you just have to let them know, hey, I really appreciate you trying to share this with me, but I don't think this part is for me, so can we talk about something else? So that's how you set that line of what you accept. But you have to, you can't just be, no, I don't want to listen, a person that says, no, I don't want to listen to this, and always negative about what the in-laws are trying to share with you. You have to give them something so that you guys are able to bond. Number three, talk to your in-laws to find out what they don't like about you. So this is for the situation where they don't like you. There might be you, so you gotta remember, so that your boyfriend, girlfriend, your husband, wife, or fiance, or whatever, they might have dated somebody before, and certain things about you might remind them of that, or they might be just weary in general, you know, because they don't know you. But you have to sit down and talk to them to find out exactly what the issue is so that you guys can solve it and move forward. Because if not, it's not going to be healthy, not only between you guys, but it's not going to be healthy for your relationship either, because every time there's a family function or something, you know, you're going to feel uncomfortable. And that's when people make excuses of why they can't go to certain things because, oh, I'm sick, you know. And that's necessarily because you're sick or they have something, a prior engagement. It's just that they didn't want to be in that setting. So just make sure that you talk it out with the parents. And you might even need to bring your fiance in or husband, or your significant other. You might need to bring them in, sit down with their parents, and talk about what the issue is or why they don't like you. And after you guys get that out, you guys can come up with a way to move forward and make that a better relationship. It'll not only help your relationship, again, but it'll also help the relationship between you and your in-laws. So that's it for tonight. I might pick that back up or do a part two to this episode where I talk about how to cope with in-laws. How to cope with son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. But that's for the future. So thank you again for everybody that listens. And don't forget, International Podcast Day is on 30 September. So use the hashtag International Podcast Day starting today. And on your social media outlets. And make sure to mention your favorite podcaster that you listen to so that they know that you support them. I mean, there's different ways to support. There's you can support monetarily, or you can support just through sharing your favorite podcaster's podcast to your social media sites as well. So if you'd like us to mention your program or give you a shout out or even be a guest speaker to send a recording into us so we can put it on our show, please email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Again, it's bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can also, for Android users, you can reach out to us on our Android app, and it's called Lifecope App LLC. You can also reach out to us on our Instagram, which is Lifecope LLC, or Twitter, which is also Lifecope LLC. Thank you again, guys, for listening to us, or listening to me, because right now it's just me, but later on, my other partners, Matthew and Brandon, will be able to be on the show as well. Hope you guys have a good day. Stay well and stay safe. This is Arthur Anthony signing off.